For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Madonna Hines, Mia Hansen Aloha, Christy Dougherty, Just Sayin', Kelly Barlow, and Cindy Gerson. We love you girls. Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which has been really fun to go listen. And Ben, this is Ben Mandelker of the B-Side blog and the Banter Blender podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hi there. And guess what? I just posted something on my blog today. It's always exciting when I do that. Yeah, I posted a board game review. It's a game called Ponzi Scheme. Plays 2 to 5 players. So if you are interested in a new board game, go check it out. I gave an honest review. So check that out on my blog because why not?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell else, you know?
Yeah.
Do that before you take your kids to school or pick them up from school. Come on.
Yeah, you know what? The weekend is upon us soon, so at least you'll know what to get to entertain yourself on those long days with no work.
Everybody, we also have a birthday today.
Oh, shit. We do? That's exciting.
Anna, it's your birthday. You know what? Happy birthday, Anna. And that's from your friend Emily from work.
Oh.
So we love you guys. Thank you for listening to us in your cubicles.
She is great, that Emily from work. I hear she makes a great cup of coffee over at the lounge, the workers' lounge station.
Yes, Emily knows the best pods to use in the Keurig, okay? Everybody says so.
And she absolutely never ate your lunch out of the refrigerator, ever.
Emily would never.
She would never, ever do that to you. Not to her good friend Anna, whose birthday it is.
Happy
I don't know
birthday.
Who took the sandwich.
We just did a Reddit AMA. Why are we tired after that? It's weird, isn't it?
Well, I can say why I'm tired. It's because I'm sick.
Oh, poor
Ben. I'm going to be able to do an amazing Tinsley Mortimer impersonation today. And in fact, when I was trying to trace where did this cold come from, I was like, I know I recently was talking to someone who was like putting tissues in their nose and that sort of like, you know, blowing their nose in that way that's not really blowing the nose. You're just sort of like poking in your nostrils. Who was doing that? And it occurred to me I didn't interact with anyone. It was just Tinsley doing that on last week's episode of New York.
She's like having a sword fight with her own nose. She's like, I'm poking my nose.
Yeah. I was like, Tinsley gave me a cold through the TV. It was like a really bad version of The Ring.
Yeah, I really like that Tinsley talks like that. I kind of wish we could just talk like that forever with Tinsley.
I know. Don't worry, Tinsley. I got your voice down perfectly today. But anyway, yes,
I wrote
AMA.
That Tinsley, since we're still learning how to do Tinsley, I learned that she talks like that as she has a sibilant S.
Sibilant S. But anyway, as you were saying, yes, we just did an AMA, which means Ask Me Anything on Reddit. So if you want to see what we responded to people's questions, you just have to go to the reddit.com/r/BravoRealHousewives.
That's
or
a great
just go onto our Twitter.
It's always a good place to talk some housewife shit.
They give us so much love there. It's actually like it's crazy how good they are to us.
I know. I mean, there were a lot of questions about how big my penis is. Sorry guys. It's secret. No. Just kidding. Could you imagine if that's what it is? Like, literally nobody has ever asked me that.
Well, it is. It is funny. Like, it's funny to see what sort of questions people ask. It was really fun. It was really good for my ego. I really needed that today.
Little ego stroke with your cold, Ben.
I need, you know, like when you're sitting there wearing your free Funny or Die t-shirt down to the Ralph's to get the tea and you think, what has my life become? And then you see all these people writing these nice comments and questions. You're like, no, I am doing something with my life.
You shouldn't wear a Funny or Die shirt when you could literally die, you know?
But I could literally be funny also.
All right, well, let's start this episode off as the real episode started off with really creepy horror Christmas bells. It was like ding 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 dong 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 dong. It's like, who's gonna die in the Berkshires?
You're incorrect, because the way the episode began was not with little bells. It was actually the sound of me clapping in my apartment because I was so excited for another Berkshires episode.
While you were wearing your bell bracelets.
I was wearing bells. That's where the bell music came from.
Both correct. Okay, both correct.
I am not like Shep, who is not wearing bells literally. I am literally wearing bells this week. It's a little callback to 2 days ago. Anyway.
Oh.
Berkshires.
So we open with this is just crazy, first of all, because this is all in the big Berkshires house of blue, you know?
Yeah.
My dad used to deliver mail there, and then I bought it. So I feel like any house that has that kind of history is going to be crazy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it opens up with where we left off, which is that Dorinda, at the end of last episode, had pulled Luann into the blue velvet couch room and was like, listen, I just want to ask you, okay, once and for all, where do you stand with Tom? Because the girls are saying that people are tweeting and texting and not showing Barbara, you know, she had shrimp cocktail and started saying things. And Luann's like, I'm telling you, everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. We're going forward. I don't care what people say.
Yes, and Luann was doing that in her, you know, grabbing at her turtleneck, which you know is a lie. She's like, oh, turtleneck. Oh, oh, my turtleneck is so uncomfortable. Oh, oh, turtleneck. Oh, God. So we all know it's a lie. But it's okay.
It hides all the lies around her neck.
Yeah, why should Luann be the only one who doesn't get to have a terrible, embarrassing marriage? It's a housewife's. It's a housewife's right, okay?
Yes.
She's like, I just kept telling him. What? You know, what are you even thinking? Just let her, you sure you're happy? And she's like, I'm happy. You know, and Ramona, little Jessica Fletcher, Ramona Fletcher, Murder, She Writes, still, constantly. I said, what are you doing riding your bike through Cabot Cove, asking all of Tom's friends, you know, what are you trying to prove? I'm like, she's trying to prove that her best friend isn't the murderer.
Yeah, exactly. And speak of the devil, Ramona comes wafting into the room, you know, with that sort of soft voice, like, hi, guys. And so she sits down, which is what the cliffhanger was last week. And she sits down, and Lou is continuing to try to prove that everything's okay by saying things like, I mean, what couple doesn't have lovers' quarrels? Am I right, everyone? What couple doesn't have lovers' infidelities? Am I right?
Sometimes men drink from the milk, and sometimes they drink from random vaginas that are scattered throughout the city. I mean, what couple doesn't go through finding lipstick on another
goose,
woman's...
good for the gander. Am I right, everyone? Gander? Gander is the name of my male friend on the side.
Which I would never do anything with, because I love Tom. Can you believe it, girls? Well, and you know Ramona is going to have a crazy episode, because she's doing that Ramona whisper she does, where she's like, hi, everybody, it's me, Ramona. And then she sits down... She sits down to have like a very meaningful whisper talk with Luann, and she's like,
yes,
listen, Luann, I just wanted you to know, you know, he's not going to change. That's it. You just have to realize he's not going to change. And when Ramona starts talking slow like that, she sounds like Twin Peaks when they record everybody's dialogue backwards.
Yeah, she's very Red Room-esque. It makes sense, because I do believe that Ramona comes from the Black Lodge.
Yes, Ramona is possessed by Bob currently.
She comes and sits down, and then of course Bethany comes to sit down. Bethany, who doesn't want to ever get involved, but then sits down.
And are they fucking magic? All the women suddenly were there. Did you notice that? You don't even see them come in. She's just like, Luann, I'm gonna say this like a spell. And then boom, it's like right behind her. The other women are just sitting on the couch watching.
It's like when there's a fight on The Simpsons. Anytime there's a fight in The Simpsons, like, they'll just keep drawing in people in the background. They just appear out of nowhere. That's what it is. So Ramona just, you know, she does her whisper nursery school voice, where she's like, all I know is that if I was getting married in 2 weeks and we went to Dorinda, I would want to hear from my good friend Dorinda certain things, okay?
And she's like, well, I'm not going to change a 40-year-old man. which is just her excuse now. It's like, well, look, he's been having sex with people in the lobby of the Regency for years. Who am I to change that?
Who am I to deprive all those good people from the Regency the joy of being able to watch Tom having sex with some floozy? I mean, they all love it. Why should I deprive them of that joy?
And also, Luann's refusal to admit anything is hilarious. I mean, Luann will win every court case ever because she'll just stick to her story no matter what.
Well, also, so will Ramona, because Ramona just keeps on saying these things as if they're facts, even though they really are more just gossip. But she's like, all right, it's fine. You know he hasn't changed. That's all, right? You know he hasn't changed, okay?
Yeah, he hasn't changed as far as the things from the past, okay? Because he's kissing other women. And Luann is like, oh, Ramona, he's with me 24 hours a day. When would he even have time? She's like, well, I have friends who see Tom without Luann. And you know why? Because she's not there.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm around him every single hour of the day from like 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. I mean, that's ridiculous. When could he do anything beyond those hours?
Well, you know, he goes out with ex-girlfriends and kisses them, and you're not there because you're not there, okay? And
well, we all have ex-girlfriends. I mean, I have ex-boyfriends. What's your point, Ramona?
Yeah, she'll take one thing that's true. Like, she'll leave out the kissing them part.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying that Tom looks like he's cheating. I mean, who doesn't love a good cheetah? I mean, that's my favorite part of a nature special, watching the cheetah run fast. So what's the big deal?
If people didn't like cheetah, then why is everyone in here owning a cheetah dress? Prove me wrong, ladies. And then both Bethany and Ramona will not stop, but they're pretending to be nice. And that's, like, Bethany's new way. She's like,
well, you know, like, literally, like, I get it. I mean, I totally think it's fine. I'm, like, totally supporting you. I'm not even going to say anything else, you know? It's just, like, I'm going to beat you on the head with this baseball bat about it because, like, I have doubts about it, you know? And, like, I get what you're feeling right now. Like, you feel alone. Like, the train has left the station. You have to go through with it because all your friends are fucking them and you don't want to admit it. Like, I get it. I get it. I feel for you. She's like, no, that's not what I said, Bethany. No. I understand. Like, you don't want to talk about it because he's totally cheating on you. I mean, what else are you going to do? It's like you're a train in a station. There's no train there. Like, what are you going to do? Other whores are on the train. They're, like, rubbing their vaginas on the seats of the train. Like, what do you want me to do? I'll support you. I'm in the train station with you. You want popcorn? I've got some in my suitcase.
You know, cracks become craters. Cracks become craters. All I'm saying is cracks become craters. You know, and like, you can't even go to, like, you can't even go to California because you go there and it becomes a crack and becomes a crater. Like, it's like a meteor falls in the ground and becomes, I understand that cracks don't actually become craters. Cracks just become bigger cracks or maybe abysses, but like a crater, you know, like they both start with C. It's like a really good alliteration. Like, honestly, like I can't, like right now I'm like just so sad. Like, honestly, if I have to explain cracks and craters one more time, like I just want a meteor to fall and make me into a crater. I can't, literally, I can't.
Like, literally, that's what made Joshua Tree. So
the album, like, I love that album. Like, they go on tour, I love it.
Can you tell I left my house? I'm gonna make a lot of Joshua Tree references now because I've seen rocks. I was like, how did these rocks get here? And the girls I was with were like, do we really need to explain it to you? It's like, yes, please.
Did you go to the Integratron?
We went to Hidden Valley because, you know, Vanderpump Rules. So I was like, I want to visit the Katy Rock. So we went to Hidden Valley Ranch and climbed a bunch of rocks, And I was like, look, that's Katy. Look, that one's Katy too. And then no one got it. But Bethany's like, look, you know, you stumbled into something last year. Like, you couldn't control it. You know, there was a situation. It wasn't typical of an engagement party. I'm like, you started that situation. Yeah. So please stop talking about stumbling. Like, you can't say someone stumbled through something when you're like the crack in the crater in the floor.
Yeah, well, then Luann starts, she starts saying, well, you know, Ramona, your friends make up these stories because it makes them feel good about themselves. You ever think about that? I mean, it's ridiculous. And then
Bethany's like, why would anybody make up, like, making out with Tom? Like, who would do that? Like, seriously.
And Luann starts saying things like, ladies, that was a year ago. It was a year. Bethany's like, no, it wasn't a year ago. It was like 6 months ago. And then Ramona's like, yeah, and he did it again in May and July. And then last week, and then yesterday, and right now. He's doing it right now, Luann. I'm sorry, but your calendar's day class A. Sorry.
My iCal just went off. He's doing it right now.
He's doing it right now, and in 10 seconds, it's going to disappear. He's like a snap hookup, okay?
She's like, don't you have something better to do, Ramona, than set your iCal to every time Tom possibly makes out with someone in a Regency at 49-year-old and unchangeable? And Bethany's like, oh, what? Do something better than help our friend? No, we don't have anything better to do than help our friend. Like, you people are disgusting. Please keep going.
Please keep
But then Ramona actually finally says something that actually kind of makes sense that doesn't seem as spiteful. She says, I see how happy you are with Tom, okay? And I don't want something to happen 9 months down the line. And the whole town knows and you're devastated, okay? Everyone knew my ex was having an affair. I was the last to know. I was like that Della Mitri song, last to know. It was terrible, okay?
I like when Ramona does like her fake crying thing. She's like, it was all made sick, okay? And she's like thrashing her head around like she's listening to metal. She's like, look, Tom is like a rest stop. It's going to happen every few miles. If you just keep driving the car, someone's going to try and pee on Tom again. Okay, I learned it, page six. I'm like, you did not. You learned in Morocco and you called that poor psychic a liar. Okay? Head lurch. Head lurch.
She's like, it's the reverse of being gay. It's not going to get better. It only gets worse. It's the anti-Trevor project. It's the Tom project. It gets worse, okay?
Gets worse, okay? Hi, I'm Ramona. To tell you, I was bullied by Mario on page six, and it's only gotten worse, okay? Kill yourselves. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wrong charity, Ramona.
So then Luann's like,
well, look, you know, maybe Ramona thinks that if it happened to her, it's going to happen to you. I like when Dorinda is the therapist.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, here's what you got to do with your relationship. You got to take the wood out of the fireplace that doesn't work. And you got to put it in the fireplace that does work. Okay.
Look, here's my advice to you. Open the flu. Okay.
Open the flu right now. You can't spell flu without Lou. You know what I'm saying? So then Luann's like, did Tom make a mistake? Yes. Am I confident that he will not make the mistake again? Yes. What's the problem, ladies?
Is my name Luann? Yes. Is this turtleneck suddenly uncomfortable? Yes. Do I know why? No, I don't.
Have I been hanging around with Shannon Medora too much? Yes. Is David cheating on Shannon? No.
How is the service in this restaurant? Fine so far. Am I done with the survey? Do I get a mint?
I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to my good friend, Mr. Joffrey Zagat.
And then Bethany comes in again.
Okay, like, I totally get it. Like, I'm totally behind you. I support you. And, you know, here's all I'm saying. If you have doubts, you don't have to do this.
You are not helping. She's like, here I am, under the spotlight again.
She's like, I don't have doubts. I got it. You do have doubts. Understood.
No, I do not have doubts. What part of that do you not understand?
I don't think I understand the part where you said not, as in you do not have doubts, because you have doubts, right?
It's like being in that Rock and Sushi. The spotlight comes on me and no one turns on my track. And Bethany's like, let me guess, it's something from Doubt.
No doubt? Is it no doubt? Is it no doubt?
Don't speak, Bethany.
I'm just a girl. Like, seriously, I'm just a girl.
I'm walking through the spider webs, and that's not me singing the song. There are literally spider webs all over this crazy old house.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm just a girl.
So then, this shit is bananas. Anyway, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's not how I spell my name. I'm spelling bananas, Bethany, not Bethany.
So Bethany's saying,
well, she's not even thinking about love and compassion, but Palm Beach, penthouses, parties, boats.
Like, those are all rented anyway, you know?
Well, that's because Luann says, well, listen, we're in the... I love Tom. I love our lives. So we're in the Hamptons. We're in Palm Beach. We're going skiing this winter. You know, we're great. That's when Bethany's like, you didn't say anything about, like, I love you or anything like that. But then also Bethany starts saying, listen, you know, Adam, you don't hear these rumors about Adam, and he's 30 years old, 30, you know, he's got like, he's 30 years old of being like with girls and everything like that. And Luann's like, well, he's 30 years old, Bethany, don't be ridiculous. And she's like, yeah, that's when your dick is in everything that moves. Come on up. And Ramona's like, she said dick, okay? It's one of many raunchy jokes that Bethany tried to make that just did not really land.
Well, we've skied together. We did the Big Dipper slope together. Now, that's love. Is that love? Yes.
We like to say that we're in bunny love, as in we kiss when we go down the bunny slope.
And then Ramona is still trying to pretend that she's nice Ramona today. So she's like, oh, does anyone need anything? And Luann's like, oh, I could use a drink. She's like, okay, I'll make you one. I was like, wait a minute. Who are you? Because the last time you offered someone a drink, you were like, would you like a drink? Okay, go get one at the bar. We're not buying it.
Yeah. So then Dorinda's like, Dorinda's just like, we just have to be happy for Lou, okay? And so while she's getting the drink and everything, Sonia tells Luann, she goes, you know, there's always someone jealous trying to ruin it for you, Luann. I'm like, excuse me, Sonia. You do not get the right to say that. You're still the one carrying on as if you're in an English patient romance with Tom.
Yeah, Sonia's pretty good at flipping the script whenever she feels like it. And then Bethany's like, no, we're not behind her. You know, like, it's gross. It's like the trick guy. This not what... What was her thing? She's like, it's what I call the trick guy, okay? Because that's the guy that didn't get laid in high school, but now he has money, so now he gets laid. And so now he's, like, proving to everybody that he gets laid because, like, now he's cute because he has money, you know? But Adam always got laid, and, like, he's chill, you know, because he's not a trick guy. And Sonya goes, whoa, you got to watch out for those trick guys. It's like, please stop trying to make trick guy work. That doesn't even make any sense.
Please stop. Yeah, please stop trying to turn one of the oldest theories in the history of men into your own new concept.
Like, into branded, you know, Bethany concept. And Sonya goes,
I think it's called Ugly Duckling, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugly, wealthy duckling.
Sonya's like, well, Adam has a very large penis, and we can verify it later.
Ronnie and I have actually already verified that, and it is verified.
Is it? I didn't think it looks big, but I think that it's because...
I thought it looked big.
That's what everybody says. I think because it's not hard, you know? I'm one of those people who sees, like, the Statue of David, and I'm like, seriously, why would you pose like that? Like, when your penis looks like the end of a thumb? But that's normal, you know? Like, he's a grower, not a shower. Like, what are you going to do?
I thought that Adam looked pretty grown.
I feel like Adam needs to trim his pubic hair. There, I said it.
Wow. All the truth is coming out.
Controversy, guys.
We then went to commercial, and there was a promo for a new Bravo show called Real Estate Wars, which made me laugh because it was these two real estate, I guess, rival real estate offices in Orange County trying to sell the most stuff. And one was Team Relegance, and one was Team McMonagle. And I was like, what is this crazy show, Relegance versus McMonagle?
I mean, if you're going to have real estate wars, you know, we're in so many wars. Like, I would like to see Yemen versus, like, Afghanistan. Like, let's make it real, people. Let's stop pretending we're living in some fairy princess war or world.
Let's get some fixer-uppers in Syria. You know what I'm saying?
What you did with that cardboard box, okay? So Dorinda is in the kitchen with Ramona and Luann, and Dorinda's like,
hey, where's the chicken? Don't you think it's too early to put the chicken in your little okay? I'll kill you, fucking chicken!
Like her little cleaning lady. And yeah. Bethany, Tinsley, and Sonia are still gossiping in the other room.
Right.
And Bethany's like, look, she says she's confident, but no one who is marrying a guy who is just kissing a playmate in a hotel lobby, like, no one is confident, okay? She's just like, what? It's a penis? It's a vagina? What? It's totally normal. Like what the hell? It's like locker room stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think Bethany is right. I don't think 6 months after the Regency flap that you are just like, have no doubts. You probably have some doubts. Oh, now I see why you were saying no doubt before. I had no idea why you were saying no doubt. I'm sick. Things are coming slowly to me.
So she's, let's see. But Carol, I think, is right when she's like, well, some people can be very happy in a drama. And Tinsley was like, well, I was.
Like, I was in a drama. Like, I broke into someone's house. I was arrested. I was almost kicked out of Lawrenceville.
And Carol, who takes so much joy in this story, she's like,
yeah, Tinsley, you got arrested. Okay, so when you were breaking into that guy's house and threatening to murder him and bringing knives to his work,
like, etc.,
would you listen if somebody told you to stop?
And she's like, no.
No, I wouldn't. And also, thank you for speaking to me. I was forgetting that even I was on this show.
Sonia's like, Tinsley, I hope you're having fun in there talking to my friends.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Brown eyes. Know what I'm saying, girls?
Girls, like,
where'd you go?
Your mugshot wasn't even so bad. Lindsay Lohan's was way worse.
Lohan, I should say.
Lindsay Lohan's was worse.
So then, like, Bethany and Carol are now gabbing to themselves, and Bethany's like, you know, Luann, she's, you know what, she's like a seal, or like a duck, or like something that has like water off its back. Like, what is it? Like a seal or duck? Like a duck seal? Seal duck? Like, what are those things? Like, well, why am I even talking about them? Why are they even in the water in the first place? They're not fish. Why do you bother them? Like, honestly, I can't. I don't understand aquamarine mammals. Like, what about a sea lion? Okay, it looks not, it doesn't look like a sea nor a lion. Okay, it's like a big seal. Like, I don't get it. I don't get the world.
Like, is it a sea otter or a sea lion? I don't even know. Who would lie about making out with a sea lion? Sea lion. It's like a conspiracy. Like, what did Tom blow up 9/11? Like, is that him? Like, seriously? Like, who does that?
Like, honestly, like, what's the difference between a sea lion and a walrus in the first place? Like, I don't get it. Like, tusks? Like, honestly, tusks? Like, you think that's, oh, what are you, like, Fleetwood Mac now? You got your tusks? Like, honestly, I can't. You know what? Like, whatever. So this was when Bethany starts, like, she's like, okay, now I'm gonna start, like, brushing off some of my stand-up. So she starts trying to be super vulgar. And she's like, what's the deal with Tom? He must really have a chrome cock, you know? His dick shoots diamonds, okay? You know? Sometimes I call him in 24-carat twats. Well, Tom must have a 48-carat penis. Get it? I'm like, oh, God, Bethany,
24-carat twats. He's like a chrome cock. Like, what has it got against Firefox, you know? Like, it uses less memory, you know? It's like, who's going to marry Chrome? Like, Safari, even. Like, you can airplay that. Like, can you airplay Chrome? I don't think so. Like, you have to buy a Chrome stick. Like, his Chrome sticks spin everywhere. Get it? Yeah. Be here all week.
Stay around a little bit later. I'll give you some of my Netscape stuff, okay?
How come no one uses Opera anymore? That's what I want to know. All right. Anybody from Opera? Huh?
You know, I don't use the Opera because it's like, you know, you can't understand what they're saying. Okay, so you got some subtitles now these days? Like that's great. I've got to wear special glasses just to read my own browser. Like, I don't want to use Opera glasses. Okay, honestly, I can't. So
then Ramona and Sonia are privately talking. Ramona's like, oh my God, I think I did it because Luann is engaging with me. It's like she's talking to me. And she goes, Bethany. Well, I thought she was saying her at
first. No, they're talking about Bethany.
Oh, okay. I thought they were like going for Lou and Bethany. I was like, oh my God, Ramona's like trying to sew it all up in this episode. Oh, no. So Sonia's like, no, she's just being non-reactionary, which I guess is good. And she's like, well, look, if Bethany isn't telling me, like, oh no, Sonia says, if Bethany's not saying, get the fuck out of here, Ramona, shut your stupid face and leave the room, then, you know, I think it's a good step.
Yeah. So Ramona's like, you know what I'm going to do to make amends with Bethany? I'm not going to apologize because then I'll just be the apologizer, okay? Instead, I'm going to go in through the back door. I'm going to go in through her butt. I'm going to anally have sex with her, and then she'll realize that we're best friends, okay?
And then afterwards, I'm gonna sit
in the next room and read a book.
And then she can't say I wasn't the best friend ever, okay? Remember that time I gave you anal and read a book in the living room while you slept?
It was Mary Higgins Clark, okay?
I'm going to tell her, you know, like, because now I understand. I can't talk negatively about her daughter, and I can't talk negatively about her business, and I can't talk negatively about her porno career. I'm like, did she just look up negatively? And they had, like, the TIV bolded. Why does she say it like that over and over again? Negatively.
Kadoos to you. She mispronounced a word earlier this season. I don't remember what it was, but it was hilarious. I know someone write a comment on this post on Facebook. I don't remember. She messed up a word and it was hilarious.
So then Sonia and Ramona are in their room. They're getting ready for the night and they're both like either blitz, like something's going on with those two. Me think someone had a little Coke bag in their purse because Ramona just starts getting crazier and crazier. She's like, Sonia, what time should I set the alarm? 8:30? 8:45.
Oh, sorry, that was her fart that I inserted there.
Sonia?
Ramona, she farted.
Oh, I thought it was Sonia.
Oh, I thought it was Ramona because the camera was zoomed in on Ramona's butt. She goes, oh, I'm a little gassy.
8:55, 8:57, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:15, 8:46, 9:32. Just set the fucking phone, Ramona.
Sonia, you have to tell me now. Otherwise, I have to make a full cycle around the 12 hours before I can get back to 9:30, okay? And meanwhile, Sonia's like, Ramona, did you drop my makeup in the toilet? It's all wet. No, I didn't do that at all.
You I'm bitch.
Like, that's disgusting. So you I'm just like, you totally bitch. Did.
So downstairs, Bethany's just wandering around, taking things out of cabinets for no reason, because that's Bethany. She's like, well, it's a tall cabinet. I'm going to get in there. Don't tell me I can't. No one tells me not to live just sitting paddock. So she's like up there trying to get out of Pan, and she's like, so, Tinsley, how do you like this crew, huh? And Tinsley's like, well, like, I think I have some issues with living with Sonia's. And she's like, well, like anyone living together, like seriously, what would you do? Like, give a credit, because I'd murder you. Like, I'd kill you. Like, that's my nest, you know? That's where I came after everything started happening with Jason. Anybody that lives in there, like, if you were in my nest, I'd be like, you're a bird, and I'd push you out the window. And if you didn't fly, I'd be like, so what? Who cares?
Yes, Bethany was definitely doing, basically treating Tinsley like one of her assistants. What's the matter, or what's going on? Because she's doing that thing where she's grilling her with like a million questions, but not really listening or paying attention. She's like on her phone. She's going through cabinets. She's like, yeah, so how's it, Sonia? Huh? Huh? Why'd you do it? Huh? I'd shoot myself. I'll say I'd shoot myself. You got to give her credit, though, for taking you in. I mean, you're like, you know, you're just like this 41-year-old woman. All she has is a curl, you know, a curl and a curling iron and a mugshot. You know what I'm saying? But you know what's great? Like brown eyes, huh? Like, you ever melt the brown eyes? See what it tastes like? I don't know.
And then back upstairs, Sonia's like, do you like this lipstick? She's like, oh, that's not how you put on lipstick, Sonia. Let me show you. Oh, my God, that looks so good. It does, right? Should we take it downstairs? Yeah, we should take that lipstick downstairs.
What the fuck? So the ladies are hanging out, and now they've now moved to the purple velvet couch room, and they've decided to start a fire, because why not? And so Carol, she's like,
well, I was a Girl Scout and a Brownie, so I could start a fire pretty easily, actually.
I was just in a tent with Adam's mother last week. I understand camping. Anybody want to tear a meniscus?
So, so Carol's starting a fire, and of course, this is like a great example of city women dealing with something that's vaguely outdoors, even though it's a very indoor thing. And like everything that Carol's doing, Bethany's like, yeah, get your hands in the fire, get your hands in the fire. Like, what's going on? Like, your hair, you're gonna ruin your hair. If you ever had a dream of having a Tinsley curl, it's gone. It's gonna burn your hair. Oh my God, you got wood, you got hair. Like, literally, I can't. Like, honestly, like, if I were to be around a fire, like, I would just like burn up. Like, honestly, just like I'd be just like a match. Like, just light me on fire. Like, right now, like where's Jim Morrison? Like, light my fire, just like burn me to the crisp. Like, I just want to die. Like, honestly, if you ask me one more time to light a fire, I'm just gonna die. Like, don't put me on Survivor. I honestly, I can't no more.
She's like, oh my God, Brent, your hand is in the fire, Brent. Oh my God, do you hear me call her Brent? I called her Brent. Your finger's in the fire, Brent. There, I did it again. Can you believe that? Like, seriously, why am I calling her Brent? I don't even know. I want to call Brent, but I can't because the monster's on the other end of the phone. Then he's going to call me a bad mother. I don't want to talk about it. You don't understand. Fire. Brent, fire. Oh, my God. You're going to hurt your hair. If it was Ramona, I'd say, watch your tits.
So Luann walks in while Carol's doing this with the fire. And I just love Luann. She's wearing her little fur stole. And she comes in and she sees Carol. And she goes, oh, Carol's being the campfire girl. Just so perfectly condescending.
And then Bethany, I don't know what pill Bethany just took. I'm guessing it's a Tylenol PM mixed with her champagne and Adderall, because she's like, Luann answers, she's like, hello, campfire girls. And Bethany's like,
oh, hey, Luann, I just wanted to tell you, congrats.
And Luann goes, you too.
Why? Why congrats to me?
Well, because you're getting divorced. I'm getting married, and you're getting divorced. And she's like,
oh, yeah. I'm just going to pretend you didn't say that, because, like, you have the thickest skin of anyone I know. And you, look, I apologize for last year. Really? I think back to that night. I don't like myself on that night. So, like, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, my God. Brain, fire. Fire, brain, fire.
Meanwhile, smoke is filling the room, and Dorinda walks in and is like, did you guys light a fire in there? Like, I'm wasted 24 hours a day, and even I don't light fires in a fireplace that doesn't work. You know what I'm saying?
They're like toddlers. You don't give them fire.
All right, let's go on to the blue velvet couch room. Otherwise, you'll get smoke into ventilationisms.
So let's see. And, they talk.
But
they
one thing I love about Dorinda is that she is so, like, effortless as a hostess, actually. She's very casual. She doesn't freak out. She's just like, okay, I'm going to open up the window. Like, they're literally burning a fire in a fireplace that's going to smoke them out. And she's just like, oh, whatever. And she goes and she gets, like, a little bowl of water and puts it out. Like, she's so, like, this is a woman who has experienced everything in this house and has no she's no concerns whatsoever. She knows exactly how to handle almost every single situation, unless it involves the woman screaming.
Yeah, well, she's known the house since she was a little girl. She's like, my dad used to check the electricity box at this house. I know every inch of it.
Yeah. Like, she'll feed the animals outside. Like, she's just is on top of everything.
You can't feed wild animals.
She's like, of course you can. What kind of thing is that to say?
You're here, aren't you? So then the women are in the, now that they moved to a different couch room, the women are talking to Tinsley, and Tinsley's obviously excited because it's like, oh, finally I get to talk on the episode in the Berkshires. And Tinsley's like maybe talking for like 2 seconds, and Bethany's like, yeah, you know what? You know what? My instinct, it led me to the worst situation of my life. Like, literally the worst. Like, I'm literally in a dungeon, in a torture chamber, and that's because I went with my heart, my gut. Like, literally, like, I don't even want to be in a dungeon or torture chamber. It's like I'm in a medieval story. Like, well, honestly, like King Arthur's tale, except I'm like King Bethany, except the queen. Queen Bethany in the dungeon. Like, honestly, I can't. Like, I'm like the opposite of, like, you know, Lion in the Winter. Like, I'm not up in a tower, I'm in a dungeon. I can't.
Lion
like,
in the Winter. Lion in the Winter. Yeah, because Tinsley's like, well, you know, I just can't date someone that young. Luann's like, well, that doesn't matter. You just go with your instinct.
Really? Because instinct almost killed me. Like, seriously? Like, instinct almost, like, I went with my instinct and my gut and it died. Okay? Okay?
Literally, I subscribed to Instinct magazine and it almost killed me. Like, literally, like, the paper boy threw the magazine in my head and I almost fell over and died. Okay? Like, honestly, like, I'll never subscribe to that magazine again. Like, why do I even subscribe to a gay magazine? Why do I care?
My heart and gut instinct got me in a toilet bowl.
And Luann says, yes, but you have a beautiful daughter, and that happened for a reason. She goes,
like, literally, I'm in a dungeon in a torture chamber because, like, my gut. Like, my gut said, like, go get tortured in a dungeon. Like, literally, like, fuck my gut, okay? Like, my gut, like, literally, right now, and you have no idea what I've been through, and, like, hopefully, you'll never know. Like, hopefully, yep. Seriously, literally, you'll never know what I go through.
You'll literally end up at a therapist's office. Like, literally, like, I hope you never know. Like, honestly, like, you know what I need right now? I need you to, like, get me with a nice pick, because my basic instinct is terrible. Like, honestly, just, like, kill me right now. Open your legs and kill me right now.
And it cuts to Dorinda and her testimonial or whatever, and she's like,
I think looking at the situation, everything that Bethany's going through, she's emotionally heightened.
Thanks, Dorinda.
That's sad. Well, she's also drunk. I mean, she's definitely that drunk. We know sometimes if you're going through shit and you get drunk, and by sometimes I mean almost every time, and you're going through shit, you suddenly have these woe is me moments where you're like, literally, you don't know what I'm like. I'm hanging on by a thread. Like, you may not realize it, but I'm hanging on by a thread. Not even a yarn, like a piece of thread. Like, it's like, honestly, like, if I were the cat, I would have already dropped, all right? But I'm not. I'm skinnier than the cat, so I'm still hanging on by a thread. Okay.
Yeah,
the thread
don't give me those Hallmark cards about guts. Okay? Yeah. Don't give me Hallmark cards about guts.
I'm like, there is literally no Hallmark card about guts.
Yeah, she keeps saying this about the Hallmark card. She's like, what do you like? What do you like? One of those trick guys? One of those trick guys? Okay, with a Hallmark card? Okay? What do you mean, shoebox meeting? Huh?
Look, my instinct said gut Hallmark card, but the reality was like Maxine from the shoebox greetings, okay? It's like an old scary bitch who's literally in a dungeon. Like, is that what you
like, want? Literally, I wanted to get a Hallmark card, but instead I got one of those cards with like a naked guy from like 1992 in like a pink bathing suit. Like, honestly, I can't. I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
So Bethany is starting to get worked up and crying, because really, if Bethany's being nice to anybody, it's because she's about to like start crying about her own problems.
And Luann is actually being really nice. Luann's like, yes, I know it feels like shit now, but it hasn't been a total waste, because, you know, even though Jason is terrible and you're going through shit, Or you went through shit, because Luann thought it was in the past, you know, at least you have this beautiful daughter and there's some good to come out of it or whatever. And then that's when Bethany's like, no more of the Hallmark cards. And then Luann's like, she tells us, you know, there's a reason why the rearview mirror is a lot smaller than the windshield. Am I right, everyone?
I like to move forward. I don't like to look at the bitches in the back seat. I'm like, actually, it's so that
you should see the way
the
I get out of a parking spot.
Rearview mirrors are small so that you can still see the road through the windshield. You understand that, right?
That's why I never know if Tom's making out with someone in the back seat. I just don't look back there.
I don't even have a rear view mirror. It's all windshield.
And she's, you know, like, I left the rear view mirror once. There was a giant dinosaur trying to bite my car, and I said, never again.
Bethany,
I'm in the shit. Like, it's never going to be done. It's never going to be done, okay? Your heart, you got this shit. You got to be smart. I'm in hell, and it'll never end. My divorce party, I want to have a divorce party, but it'll never happen, because, like, literally, it's a dungeon. And I'm happy, and I'm rich, and I have a daughter. Like, I get it. Like, I'm a huge brand. Like, everybody knows who I am. Like, I'm a little clip art on drinks, you know? Like, I'm making so many people happy. Like, it's amazing. Like, did I mention I'm rich? You know, and I have a dungeon. Like, I'm really happy, but, like, it's a disaster, and you can never...
Luann is like, but I thought you were done. You know? And Betty's like,
no, yeah, I'm not done at all. Like, it's terrible. It's like, I'm rich, I'm famous, I'm in hell. It's like, it's the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
And then Ramona and Sonia enter, go, good evening.
You want to talk about lipstick? And then Dorinda's like, I'm damaged from Richard, you know? Like, there was all that stuff with Richard, and I'm damaged. I love Jan, but I finally had to jump to the next level of bold commitment. I'm going to have a cracker. And Bethany gets up and, like, slams the door to the pool room.
She goes into the smoke room, the room that had been previously smoked out, and she goes and she starts crying. And then, of all people, it's Luann. By the way, I mean, even before I say this, This is why New York City is the best, because you have moments where someone is having like a mental breakdown, a drunken mental breakdown, and then you have people like Ramona and Sonia waltzing in, like, good evening. I mean, it's the show, the comic timing on this show is so perfect. It's beyond compare. But anyway, so Bethany is now crying in the smoky room. And so Luann goes to talk to her to be like, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I thought you were out of the thick of it, et cetera, et cetera. And then this is when Bethany starts like just losing her shit and she starts crying and she's like, I think I'm making a huge mistake, Luann. I do my heart, Luann.
Yeah, she's like turns it around. She turns it around to be crying about herself to telling off Luann again. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's not about that. You're making a big mistake as well, but life in my heart, the warm, warm,
warm. I think he's cheating on you. But I like how when she's like, I think he's cheating on you, Luann. I think he's cheating on you. Luann goes, so why are you crying?
Are you crying about me or you? And then Tinsley goes, is someone crying? Or is it Dino at the door? Why does Dino always have to sleep outside? Someone let him in.
My eyes are crying. They're tearing up, but that's because I'm so stuffed up that the mucus has to come out from somewhere.
So in the other room, Tinsley's like, why is Bethany crying? And Carol's like,
well, because her husband harasses her and he sends her emails and he sends Dennis these emails and they're so nasty.
And Ramona goes, I'm shocked. It's sad. It makes me sad. Okay?
It makes me sad. So then Bethany starts telling Luann that she's like, you know, I'm going through this shit right now. And like, no offense, I'm not gonna share it with you because, you know, I don't share it with anyone. I'm not okay. I'm like, Bethany, maybe you should start sharing it with people because you are a disaster. And by the way, and God bless you, because this is what we need. This is what we love. When you are a train wreck, the show like it goes to the next level. But you really should start talking to people.
Please don't. Please don't start talking to people. Please keep it inside.
So Carol is also telling us that like Jason, one of his passive aggressive / aggressive ways that he gets under Bethany's skin is that he always calls her Bernadette, which is Bethany's mom. And as we all know, Bethany had a terrible mom or a terrible childhood at least. So everyone's like, oh, which is pretty nasty. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. And we always talk about like, well, Bethany knew what she was signing up for, but this guy is deranged. I'm sorry. So then Bethany is again crying to Luann. She's like, I don't think your guy is a good guy. I'm sorry. Like, what's the matter with him? What's going on with him? What's happening with him? He's not a good guy.
Bethany, did you call? It's me. What's the matter? You look beautiful, Bethany. Fabulous.
So then Ramona and Sonia are just like, for some reason, they're just left alone in the room at this point. And then they start just giving themselves affirmations. You know, they're just saying, you know, we just laugh and have fun. That's what we do. We have fun. And Sonia just goes, I ate the whole thing of cheese. I feel great.
Ramona's like, what we say, is this something we said? Like, we have so much fun. Like, we don't have to be dressed up and la-ti-dad. Like, we're fine. Like, we don't need to be la-ti-dad. And, you know, and so he's like, well, in my mind, we're the best dressed. Also, I ate the cheese. So
my mother always said, you have to find your own cheese because you don't want to rely on a man to bring a cheese plate for you, okay?
Then Carol and Bethany are back up in the Situation Room, their bedroom. And Bethany's like, oh my God, seriously? What the fuck? She's up Deepak Chopra's asshole, okay?
I have to interrupt you here because I actually wrote this down. This is a direct quote because Bethany was now out of her mind. And for people who think our rants are like a little too ridiculous, this shows you how close our rants are to the real thing. This is what she said. Oh my God, I don't even know. I can't tell you what happened. I have no idea. I went down. I walked. I don't know. I walked out of the room. I just got really upset. She does talk like that. That is a direct quote.
Like, she's up Deepak Chopra's asshole, okay? I black out in this house. Like, I literally don't even know what I said to her.
You know what? And it was at this time I wanted to be like, you know what? Shut up, Bethany. Really, like, shut the fuck up. You know, is it so bad that Luann was trying to make you feel better? Is it so bad that, you know, you are like, you know, you're sitting here wallowing in a terrible situation. And Luann is basically saying, look, it's shitty right now, but it will get better, you know, and there are some good things to come out of it. And like, it doesn't make her some crazy wackadoodle Deepak Chopra. She's just saying, yeah, well, you're in a bad phase.
She's trying to be a good friend, you asshole.
It's like the most rudimentary support someone can give someone. So stop like shading her for at least trying to be supportive, especially given all the shit that you said to her and you've been saying to her. And here you are saying that like her fiance, who she's marrying in 2 weeks, is cheating and is not a good guy. And Luann is still trying to make you feel better.
Yeah. Bethany made the mistake of finding somebody that will fight back with her. Because everybody else doesn't. And he's like, fuck you. And I don't even know what's going on with them because she doesn't really talk about it. I know that she's like setting up this stalker storyline and they've been like laying the pipe for that for a while. But here's for what old Queen in a Bar told me when I was visiting New York. Old Queen in a Bar, for those of you who don't know, is always our source because they can't say who it was. But Old Queen in a Bar lives around the block from Bethany, from Bethany's Soho place or whatever, and says that when Jason brought the kid home one day and was trying to carry her in, and Bryn was like, no. 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 Like having a fit, like, please don't make me go in there, please.
Oh shit.
Which obviously could mean he's just brainwashing the kid to hate her, or that it's terrifying, you know. I mean, could you imagine having Bethany?
Or the kid said,
like, seriously,
to...
what are you, a hoarder? Like, seriously?
Or the kid said, I want to go to a toy store. And he said, no, you have to go home. You can't go to a toy store. And the kid had a tantrum. So it could be anything.
Yeah,
really.
It could be anything. But I had to share it because, like, literally, no one else in my life cares. So, like, I had to tell you guys.
Well, the more important news is that downstairs, the chickens have come out of the oven and they look delicious, like, truly delicious. And Ramona's like, yeah, guess what? There's a whole stick of butter in there, okay? There's a stick of butter.
I love butter. Okay. You know, what is that? What is that? And she's like, it's cranberry. And it's like from a can and sliced up. And she goes, yeah. What's your secret recipe? Herbe de Provence? Herbs? Butter?
Whole stick of butter. Okay.
And then Bethany is standing at the stairs trying to make herself go down to dinner, but she's still bitching to Carol. And she's like, seriously, what are you, Confucius? You're living in a fortune cookie. And I guarantee you, Ramona's going to come at me and like start talking about all this stuff and be like, Avery, Mario, get off my tea. Like, she's inside my tea right now. She's like a secret little pill inside a tea bag right now. Like, she's steeping right now in my tea. Like, literally, get out of my tea.
You know, I have a few things to say about all this. First, again, what are you, Confucius, living in a fortune cookie? You don't seem to appreciate that. She's just trying to make you feel better. And what she's saying is actually probably right. And second of all, are you Confucius? Are you living in a fortune cookie? That feels vaguely offensive. I don't know why. Third of all, she's absolutely right, though, when she predicts what Ramona's going to do. I mean, it's actually amazing how accurate Bethany is.
Well, what was also amazing was I was eating Chinese food and literally had a fortune cookie. So I had two because it came with two. So I opened the first one. There was nothing inside. I was like, that's not a good sign. And then the second one says, your dreams of glamour and luxury will come true. I'm like, that's like literally never even been a dream. I do not want a couch that you can't put your feet on. You're right, actually, Ben. Right.
So then they're all getting this chicken. I mean, you can actually tell this chicken is perfectly cooked. If you can see it glistening, then you know it's perfect.
Goes, oh, this stuff is like cranberry? Because one time I put cranberry on my turkey sandwich and it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Congratulations, Ramona.
Ramona's still going on about cranberry.
Figured out Thanksgiving.
And then Carol's
a little crazy. This reminds me, one time when I was a little girl, I said, Dad, let's have two chickens tonight instead of one. And then Geraldine Parsmith came over and said, no, it's Thanksgiving. We eat turkey on Thanksgiving, you stupid little girl. And to this day, I've never been able to have the poultry I want on Thanksgiving. I'm sorry.
And Carol's like,
why isn't anybody sitting down with me? I'm always in trouble for being late, and I'm the first one sitting.
I'm like, because you're supposed to make your own plate.
Yes, they're still there serving themselves, lady.
Then it cuts to Ramona again. This Ramona in this episode was priceless. It cuts to her again. She goes, I took a taste. It's succulent. Unbelievable.
Yes. And then she comes in with her plate into the dining room, and she's so excited that some of the chicken juice sort of sloshes off the plate onto the chair. And she's like, oh my God. So much. She gave me so much sauce. Like, she's already starting to blame Dorinda. She gave me so much sauce. Like, the gravy, the sauce. And Carol's like, I don't think it's sauce. It's more like it's like a chicken juice. She's like, it's a broth. It's a broth.
Whoa. Thank God she's with the dry cleaner. Okay. Like, what do I tell her now? Like, don't be upset. Hey, Dorinda.
don't be upset with me, but I was so excited because your chicken is so succulent, but then you put too much broth.
Too much sauce and too much broth. I need some of John's stuff, okay? Do you have any of John's stuff? I need a real man to clean this up right now. It's on your chair. I'm sorry. I'm doing just like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry but there's about broth. It. It's not a big chair.
No, but I stained the chair.
Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. But your chair, it's stained with the broth that you put too much on the succulent chicken, okay?
If I had to tell you one more time, don't worry about the broth on the chair.
Dorinda, one of Dorinda's therapy moments again. It cuts to Dorinda. She's like, something's weird with Ramona. She's jittery, and I think it's making her intensify things. Okay, Buddha.
This is crazy. Wow. They should make this into one of those game shows. Like, carry the plate with the chicken broth and try not to spill sauce everywhere. Okay? Be a great show. I would love it. I would watch it. I would lose. I can't do her laugh.
I have a toast, okay? To Dorinda. We love you. We adore you. You're the best host. You make broth too much on people's plates so it ruins your chair so you don't even care. Like, congratulations. And Carol's like,
I haven't eaten chicken in so long. You know how they raise them? I'll show you a movie clip after dinner.
It's real bad.
He's like, it's dinner. Like, seriously? Like, you don't hear me telling Adam about pulverizing cashews. Like, seriously? Just eat your chicken. Like, who does that?
Like, you don't hear me talk about, like, Chrome Cox, okay? Like, what about the 24-hour twats, okay? Like, we don't talk about that.
And so then Ramona, she goes, and look, Dorinda, like, you cooked this nice meal instead of taking us out somewhere nice, so it makes it more special because you cooked it. And, like, there's no waiters, and there's no, like, beautiful restaurant, and there's no one to, like, bring us things, but it's so special because you did it by yourself.
Yeah. And Dorinda goes, I love cooking. And meanwhile, it's like, your lady put the chickens in, and you got the cranberry sauce from a can.
And Ramona goes, in fact, I'm going to have this again. Okay, like, I'm going to have it again and again because it's beyond delicious, like, beyond. Okay, let's go back to the kitchen and restart this because it's, like, so good it needs to start over, okay?
I wish this were Groundhog Day, okay, where every single day I get to have chicken splash the sauce or the broth all over your chair, okay?
And Carol's like,
forks over knives. Forks over knives.
So then Dorinda's like, all right, everyone, we're going to have a very special little contest. Whoever wins, whoever picks the right number out of the hat gets to win a chocolate Santa. And so Ramona wins. And, like, one of my favorite moments of this episode, when Ramona wins, goes, yes, because Avery loves chocolate.
Yeah, Avery loves chocolate.
Avery loves chocolate.
Is she drunk? She's drunk.
And then Ramona goes, I always get Avery a chocolate bunny for Easter. She loves chocolate. And then Bethany goes, I have a 6-year-old. Your daughter's 22. What are you doing? Sending her a chocolate Santa while she's doing beer funnels? Like, Bethany, you know what? Shut up. It was like a forced joke. And, like, who would not appreciate getting a big chunk of chocolate?
Wasn't this shot around Christmas time? What is Dorinda doing with the fucking bunny? It's like for the freezer.
No, it wasn't a bunny. It was a chocolate Santa. And so
I thought it was Ramona a bunny.
Ramona was saying, I always send her a chocolate bunny at Easter. So this is great because it's like a bonus chocolate, oversized chocolate figurine. Okay. Whoa, this is crazy. When I was a little girl, my mom would always say, here, Ramona, here's a chocolate Santa for Christmas. And then Geraldine Parsons Smith would take the Santa and throw it against the wall and said, no, because you're too fat. And since this day, I've never had a chocolate Santa, but I want to give it to Avery for the ones that I never got to have myself, except for the ones I read on page 6.
Mary, you took my Santa and I didn't even know till it read page 6, okay?
Okay.
So she stands up to give another toast. And Bethany's like, I'm out of here. So she leaves. And Dorinda, so then they all, like, kind of go to the kitchen and start taking their plates in. And that's when Dorinda's like, don't put the food in the garbage. I like feeding the animals outside. And Carol says,
you can't feed the wild animals.
Like, of course I can.
And Bethany's like, seriously? She's laying it on so thick I can't. Like, we've got Deepak and then Cray Cray. Like, I can't even go out there. Like, seriously? I'd rather be in the dungeon right now. Like, what did I do to deserve this?
Bethany goes, you know, Ramona's so fake. She's like, the chicken is so succulent. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, no, you fuck you, Bethany. What the fuck is wrong with Ramona being drunk and enjoying the chicken? I'm sorry, Bethany. I am just not on. Like, maybe you're jealous because you're the chef here and you didn't make the chicken and you're upset that someone else is getting some chef love here. But like, you know what? Like, Bethany, you're very smart. You're very smart. But in this case, I think you're misreading the situation.
Yeah. Succulent? Fuck you.
Like, she's looking for anything to be mad at. Like, what is it? Luann's trying to make me feel better? Like, fuck you. Oh, do you think the chicken's succulent? Fuck you. Oh, you want a chocolate Santa? Fuck you.
And then Dorinda's like, whose plate is this left on the table? She goes, Ramona, because everyone's a servant. She's like, I heard you.
Yeah. And then another favorite moment of mine, I think it was right here, was that Dorinda tells us in her confessional or in her interview, she goes, money talks, wealth whispers, bad manners screams, and elegance is unheard completely. And then it cuts to Luann going, happy birthday to you.
And she's carrying out that flattened birthday cake. And Dorinda goes, she's blowing out the candle. She goes, don't worry, I won't spit. Carol goes,
she spit.
There is no other show on Bravo, except maybe actually Below Deck, that has timing, and Vanderpump Rules, that has timing as sharp as the show. The editors, the producers on Real Housewives New York City, they are working on such high levels. The fact that they have Dorinda say elegance is silent, and they cut to, you know, Luann, who once famously said elegance or whatever, like money
elegance
can't buy you
class. Learned.
Elegance is whatever. Singing in her, you know, Blue Note Tommy Tune performing for voice. It's just
hit it, Chong. Happy birthday to. I will never forget the episode where Luann is like, yeah, and I go to Rock and Sushi and sing. I'm like, this is the best thing. We did like a whole hour on Luann's set in the sushi place. But I love whenever she sings. And then Bethany was so right, because then all of a sudden she goes, Ramona's right behind her. And she goes, all of a sudden, it's like a bat, Ramona's on my hair.
Yeah, because Ramona is like working her way around. Now she's sitting on like Sonia's lap, sort
like
of
a bat.
Yeah, like I got bats in the belfry. Like, what am I? She, like, I got. I said I wanted guac. I didn't want to have guano. Like, honestly, I can't. So then Ramona like leans over, and now she's like drunk, doing a drunk whisper apology, and she goes, "I know what I did. Hit you wrong." Okay, and I don't want to apologize because I don't want to be known as the apologizer, but I do want to say I'm sorry because I love you and I want to make things good with you. Okay, great. I'm glad we had this talk. I apologize, and I'm so glad you apologize too. Bye.
And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Bat. Okay, thanks, Bat. Go back to your cave, Bat. And she goes, that was the creepiest apology of the year. The award goes to Ramona. Like, that was like a creepy whisper wine breath apology.
Well, who she thinks she is? Like, making apologies and eating chicken? That's good? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's up with that? Like, I don't get the brand. It's like a cheater brand, cheater apology. Like, what sort of Hallmark card is that? It's not even a real Hallmark card. It's just like a generic, you know, Kroger brand card. I don't get it. I don't like it.
So they cut into Dorinda's spit cake, and Luann's like, we love Dorinda. Hey, Dorinda, thinks for being my bridesmaid. And Tinsley goes, yeah, it's weird that we're talking about weddings, but no one's invited but Dorinda's. And Bethany goes,
also,
all right,
I'm
all right.
On the show, everyone.
She goes, all right, let me sum this up for you, okay? Adam was a chef at Luann's house who's possibly underage and dating family members, and Carol stole her and is now Carol's lover. Tom, like, taught Ramona how to play backgammon one night at, like, 2 in the morning, like, at the wraparound, and supposedly didn't have sex with him. And he, like, literally is Sonia's ex-dick, okay? Like, literally. And then last year, I called Luann a whore in this very room. So, there you go. None of us deserve to be invited to Luann's wedding. There, I said it.
Luann's like, finally, someone gets me. You know what, you know what, Bethany? I take it all back. You're welcome to have my haircut after all. So then Ramona's drunk and she starts saying, you know, I just want to say I love everyone. You know, I'm finally free of all that shit I went through, okay? And I love my friends. I'm sorry. I love them. They are class A. They're not day class A, okay?
And Carol
I'm
goes,
sorry.
Well, that's schmaltzy.
She goes, who's schmaltz? It's like,
you. Yeah.
Like, Ramona had to try and figure out what that meant.
And I love Ramona's like, I love you, and I love you, and I love you. Tinsley, you're new, so I don't really love you that much yet. But everyone else I love a lot.
And then Bethany's like, you know what? I'm not up for making a bullshit toast. And then she leaves. And yeah, then Ramona tells Dorinda, I think we made up. And Dorinda goes, nah, she's pissed at you.
Not at all. You know what you are? You're like the stain on my chair. You'll always be there, but no one's ever going to really like you.
But I'm succulent, right? So Bethany's in the kitchen. She's like, oh my God, that girl is on my jock. Like, she's literally inside my jock right now. Like, if I had nuts, they'd be, like, shrinking up into my jock. Because, like, that's how much she's in my jock. Ramona, meanwhile, in the other room's like, what do I gotta do? Like, I said I was sorry, but not apologize. Sorry, but still apology. Sorry? Like, she makes me nervous, okay? Like, if I were Bethany and I said, like, okay, Sonia, pretend that I'm Bethany. And Sonia's like, okay. She goes, okay. I'm Bethany, that night, if it was your daughter who heard about you having a porno career and taking possibly an entire football team's worth of penises in your ear. And Sonia goes, okay, well, I appreciate that. And then she walks away. Like, she totally stays in character. And she walks away. And then she looks back like, it's over, right? Did I do it?
Stupid. So then Ramona, after this, like, you know, rehearsal, she then pulls Bethany aside to the living room, and Bethany's like, all right, there's an elephant in the room. Let's just, like, talk about it. Let's just get it out there. All right. Okay. I want to talk about it, and I don't want you to be defensive, but you're making that face again. Don't be defensive. You're making a defensive face. And
what,
you know,
face? Defense face? Like, I'm making
To be fair, Ramona was making a face, but you know what? That's not how you broker an open dialogue, Bethany. You can't say, don't get defensive, and then make a pointed comment about someone's face. Just accept the face for what it is, because there are a lot of weird faces in this house right now, okay?
Yeah, Ramona has a weird face anyway, even, like, when she's looking seriously.
And you should know Ramona better to rather than say, don't make that face, which is not – that's not the language you use to try to, like, have an open dialogue. Well, it doesn't say I'm listening. It means I'm coming at you right now. What you say is, I just want to say this, okay? And this is how I felt. When you said this, this is how I felt, and this is why I feel this way, whatever.
You're making that face again. You're making that face again. And she goes, well, I'm expressive. I put my heart on a sleeve, and, like, I'm emotional. She goes, what? I haven't even said anything. She goes, well, I'm just saying I'm emotional, okay?
Yeah.
Fighting and over nothing already.
Well, the thing is, so Ramona actually had a right to say that, because when Bethany says, don't make that face, she goes, I'm expressive. That's who I am, okay? And Bethany's like, I can't even get a word in edgewise. I'm like, that's because you started this off on the wrong foot / face, because instead of talking about what was really on your mind, you started talking about Ramona's face, and she responded, and now you're accusing her of talking over you. You've botched this, Bethany, and now you guys are – I mean, not that she cares, because she doesn't care about Ramona, but she has botched it, and now she's trying to make Ramona look like she's the crazy one. And I love that in the interview, Ramona's basically like – like, you know, like, what am I supposed to respond to? She's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, bitch.
And she goes, look, Bethany, I'm in the present because it's like Christmas and there's presents. I got a chocolate Santa for Avery, you know? That was, like, in the past technically, but I still have it in my suitcase, which makes it present, okay?
And it is a present.
And Bethany's like, well, yeah, well, that's fine, but I'm in the past because, like, in the past, you're not a good friend to me. And she goes, you're not a good friend to me? Whoa. Well,
Ramona goes, well, you have not been a good friend to me either. I'm like, well, so much for staying in the present, Ramona. That took all of 3 seconds to go into Luann's rearview mirror.
Yeah, but that literally happened right now, okay? You're not a good friend to me right now in the present when you're talking about my face.
So then Bethany is basically like, yeah, like, you've been a bad friend to me, and you're not, you know, you're not good, whatever. And that's what Ramona does, even more than what was in the preview. She goes, are you kidding me, Bethany? Are you kidding me?
And she's doing that head, like, kidding me. That shake, that, like, violent head shake she does by the end. Are you kidding me?
If I had broth right now, I would spill it on you. Because are you kidding me?
You are not succulent right now, Bethany. And it's like to
like
be
dry
continued.
Chicken. Dry, unchocolate chicken.
I'm sorry you're messy, but Dorinda put too much broth on you, okay?
Oh, my God. What a great episode. The Berkshires is just the best.
So, so fun.
So fun. So, before we wrap up this episode, we didn't do Crap and Spotlight yesterday. Normally, we do it on Wednesdays. We're going to do one today instead because we haven't done it in a few weeks. We're still waiting for some people to send in their audio clips. But in the meantime, we are circling back to Sarah Greenwood. We have to play the listener spotlight theme song, of course.
Spotlight.
Oh, good. We're real completionists around here. So we're going to go back to Sarah Greenwood. Sarah, we heard from Sarah last back in February. And now Sarah's going to chime in and tell us a little bit about the shows she watches, etc. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hi there, Ben and Ronnie. This is Sarah Greenwood calling again from Vancouver, Canada. And this time I'm calling to tell you about my favorite Bravo show that's currently airing. This was kind of a tough decision, but kind of not, because one of my guiltiest pleasures has to be, hands down, Ba-ba-doo, Southern Charm. Oh, my gosh. This show is so ridiculous. Seriously. It's kind of like a real-life Falcon Crest of the South. I can't even believe the storylines that have gone over the past few seasons. I'm kind of embarrassed to say I didn't like it at first. I thought it was boring and waspy. And being from Canada, I knew nothing about Southern Charm. But with a little peer pressure from my best lady friend, Sienna, I watched it again and saw the episode of Thomas discussing that he doesn't like cocaine, he just likes the smell of it, that had me completely hooked. My favorite part of the show has to be your recaps every episode and your impressions of everybody. Your Landon laugh, your JD bourbon are so hilarious that I can't listen to it in public anymore. I'm truly missing the drunken outbursts of Catherine from seasons before. I'm sorry to say I don't like her sober. That's terrible. I hate Shep. I think he's a grown man, baby. Gosh, he needs to get his shit together. And I really got a kick out of seeing him last season visiting Whitney in LA and how insecure and out of his element he was. Whitney, my God, he's like a grown adult version of Damien from The Omen. I wish I was Patricia. I wish I had a butler. But most importantly, I wish I had a caftan with my dog's faces on it, because I would wear it every day for the rest of my life. I don't have to explain why I like it so much. You two understand. Your listeners understand. It's just pure ridiculousness. So thank you for your amazing recaps. They make me laugh so hard. I love you two, and I'm so happy to be on your show for a second time. So thanks, guys. Sending you lots of love from Canada. Bye.
Oh, thanks so much, Sarah, for that. Love
she's
that.
She's so good. She's so good with it. She's so funny. Jeez, Sarah, you are funny. It's funny when she compared, when Sarah compared Southern Charm to Falcon Crest of the South. That's a really, really good, you know, comparison. I like that a lot. I think that is one of the reasons why we like that show, because there are these sort of over, like these long sort of story arcs that are soapy that build from season to season. And I also think that Southern Charm is great, and I think it gets better every season. So I'm with you on that. If you want to be like Sarah or many of our other lovely people who have contributed to the Crap and Spotlight, if you want to have your 2 minutes of glory on this podcast, you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins, and you can support the podcast at different tiers. There's the Crappins Spotlight tier, so keep an eye out for that. So the Crappins Spotlight tier or above. We've had, by the way, an influx of premium subscribers. You may have heard them at the top of the show. Thank you, everyone who's showing up to be a premium subscriber. We're actually running out of slots. It's kind of amazing. Yeah. So if you want to be a premium subscriber, it's now or never. So everyone, thank you. Everyone who supports us at any level, and even those who don't even support us, thank you so much. That was Listener Spotlight. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk some Southern Charm Savannah, which was pretty hilarious this week. I feel like it's finally kicking into high gear, so I'm happy to see that. We're gonna dissect the whole thing, and I think we're gonna have a fun time. Don't you agree, Ronnie?
Oh, hell yeah. We will see you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye. Bye.